Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's daily news brief. I'm your host, Iris Swarthout, with a few things you need to know today. It's 9 a.m. Central on Friday, March 3. Content warning. This next section mentions gun violence. Northwestern's Multicultural Student Affairs reopened on Thursday after shutting down last Tuesday due to a threatening message written on a whiteboard. The message read, quote, "I am insane, also I have a gun," quote. Despite the center's reopening, the university does not know who wrote the message. They have determined that there is no imminent threat at this time. A new lawsuit alleging that Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot defamed a former Park District Attorney George Smyrniotis with obscenities arose recently. Lightfoot did not answer any questions after an event Thursday, according to NBC Chicago. The suit alleges that Lightfoot used obscenities when talking to Smyrniotis when he favored bringing a Columbus statue back in October of last year. Smyrniotis said he was forced to resign from his position as a result. The NFL issued a memo suspending all COVID-19 protocols on Thursday, therefore returning teams to pre-pandemic conditions. The NFL is the first major professional sports league in the U.S. to remove its COVID-19 policies. Mandatory testing will no longer be required, but athletes will still be able to self-report coronavirus symptoms and test themselves. A fire broke out at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in southeastern Ukraine after Russia attacked it Friday morning via heavy shelling. According to Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, the plant's potential explosion would be worse than the 1986 Chernobyl disaster. That's all for today's Daily Cat, live from WNUR News. I'm Iris Swarthout. See you Monday.